Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
So the practice squad roster has been released for the Falcons, and it looks like we could be offensive tackle heavy. There's three. Is that heavy in your opinion, or what's the thinking behind this?
Oh. I think there might be a fourth headed there, too.
Yeah, it could be.
Because I don't know what happens with Jack Nelson once I don't know the corresponding move for Michael Jarrell being on the roster.
Yeah.
But
the tackle that's coming over from Seattle we traded for 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I would assume that the corresponding move is Jack Nelson being slotted down. You can't take any more interior guys away from the active roster, so it's got to be Jack Nelson that's going to be put down to the practice squad, possibly, and that would leave you with four. Depending on whether or not Brandon Parker gets let go, that would leave you with four offensive tackles on the practice squad.
And unless you decide you want to carry, because you have eight offensive linemen right now, you might want, unless you decide you're going to carry nine, but I don't think you're taken away from another position, right?
I don't think you are either. Because I don't think there's much fear. If you really thought that highly of Jack Nelson, you would practice squad elevation him on Sunday, just like we just talked about, which I don't think there's any. I would be. You thought we were dumbfounded the day we came on here and Michael Penix was drafted? I would be super dumbfounded if Jack Nelson got elevated to the active roster next Sunday. But yeah, I think there's. If you do end up with four, even if you end up with three offensive tackles on the practice squad, that's a huge number to me. You got 16 players. I don't know how you carry three tackles on practice squad and one interior lineman.
I might have done. I'm trying to do the math right here. They might only kept 52 players to begin with.
You think Jarrell's going to be the 53rd?
Yeah.
That could be.
I'm going to redo the math real quick because I don't want to count on the air because nobody wants to hear me count on the air. But
I believe I did see something about that it was only 52.
Yeah. Which is crazy with all the roster construction we do on here that nobody would have hit that. So maybe Michael Jarrell and Jack Nelson both end up on it, which I think that would be – it's all interesting because all the moves you've made – that have been from other teams have been offensive tackles. You've made three now mm-hmm. where you signed two to practice squad and you've traded for one. And yet, other than Caleb McGarry getting put on IR, nobody's exited the building.
Well, is this kind of like an overcorrection for that?
It's possible. And you've seen the Falcons do that in the past where, you know, at quarterback spot where it's like we're overcorrecting for things we felt like we either that or you throw a bunch at the wall and see if any of them developed into your swing tackle and you can move from there. But I think it's definitely a possibility. I'm not sure that Brandon Parker stays in that role once the other guys are brought in, but we'll see. But that's a good point. The interior guys, I'm shocked that they haven't made a move for interior linemen.
Yeah, so there won't be a corresponding move because Jarrell's just going to slide right on the roster. They only have 52. Mm-hmm. I counted three times. I came up with 52 twice and 51 once.
That's not good.
So, but that was the middle. So the first and the third times I counted, I got 52.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit confused that Jack Nelson, they thought highly enough to make it. But he was a draft pick here. And I think people need to remember, draft picks always get a little, even the seventh round guy is going to get, unless there is just a huge gap, right? But we watched a couple of the guys that they signed to the practice squad today. And Carter Warren from the Jets, a tackle, and Ryan Hayes. A tackle from the Dolphins. Hayes played his college ball at Michigan.
Yep.
He played left tackle there. Look, I'm a novice when it comes to football and watching film, but Mike's taught me enough. But like you, there's little things that I see that I'll ask Mike about. But Mike saw some stuff that he really loved about Ryan Hayes, especially with his hands. He's got good hands.
Got good hands. He does. He has good hands. Carries his hands high. He's got a good punch, good extension. Of all the guys that we've talked about, and we've broken down film now on, we'll just start with Elijah Wilkinson, but I've watched Jack Nelson as well, watched all his preseason snaps. We watched Mike Jarrell, who they traded for a couple of days ago from Seattle. We watched Carter Warren this morning a little bit. The kid that we're talking about from Michigan is, to me, he's been my favorite one. And he moves well. And it gets to a point where you realize that he's a practice squad guy and they picked him up kind of off of free agency or off of waivers. And you're like, how did that happen? Because I'm watching him. He's not as strong in the run game at all. He's very Storm Norton-esque, you know, in terms of the way he plays. He's kind of tall in the run game, can get out over his skis. We saw him fall flat on his face on one rep on a gap play. I think it was a counter. And he falls flat on his face because he gets overextended. But there's a lot to work with in the pass game. His hands are excellent. His hands are excellent for you know, for a guy that's his age and hasn't had the experience. So I would not be shocked if in the long run he's not a guy that they feel like they can slot in and try to develop as a swing tackle, because I think he's got that ability.
Two things. One, the one thing I liked that I really saw was he was, even except for that one whiff that we both talked about, but he seemed to always be active. Like, he was always, even when he wasn't doing much, he had a hand on somebody. And there was the other two guys, they looked lost at times. They kind of had that Javon Gwynn moment where they were like, wait, where am I supposed to be? Where am I getting out to?
Yeah.
But how do you improve as a tackle and or an offensive lineman in general, and you say, hey, he's good at this, he's not good at that. What can he do to improve in the run game? Like, what is Dwayne Leffler going to be working with him while he's on the – because they're going to be training this guy. They're going to teach this guy. He's 6'6". I mean, he's a big dude.
Well, it's funny you ask that, because the first thing I thought of, and I just mentioned it, the play that he fell on his face was a counter play. It was a gap scheme play. You know, we don't run – we don't run counter and barely run any gap scheme plays. So it's one thing that you look at and you go, okay, he wants to deal with that here. You know what I mean? He's not dealing with the deuce blocks to the backside linebacker. His footwork will have to refine a little bit in terms of wide zone blocking. They did a little bit of, in the small amount of reps we watched him in the preseason game, there is some mid zone, not wide zone. There's some like mid zone stuff. And he was decent, but he's just got to learn to stay engaged. It's just about keeping your feet up under you in a lot of these situations. And the fact of the matter is, when you talk about wide zone blocking, the beauty is if you get out over your skis, or if you get too top heavy and a guy tries to kind of olay you and you fall on your face, a lot of times in wide zone blocking, that opens up a lane. Like, if a guy's swim moving you to get out of the way, he's not staying in his gap. And that allows Bijan a cutback lane, right? And so that's the beauty of wide zone. That's why wide zone is so highly coveted by offensive linemen. That's why a lot of people love blocking it, because you can haul off and try to tee off on somebody. And if the guy tries to get out of the way, it's like, oh, you're definitely not doing your assignment. So he's not going to have to deal with some of the stuff, some of the weaknesses that we saw. Although I would love if they'd run more gap plays. We've talked about that before. Pull a guard and run a little counter, but I don't know.
So if I don't know how to. I hate asking these questions because I feel like I'm bad putting bad. Was it aura, as you say, Dylan, out there?
Yeah.
But if Wilkinson can't do the job, or an injury pops up to him, of the three we've signed now, you got Warren and Hayes to the practice squad, and you got Jarrell on the active roster. Which one would Michael P. Johnson start or put out there?
Because
remember, Jarrell started some games. Warren's got a few under his belt. I don't know if Hayes has any. I haven't.
Right. From what I've seen, and just from it looked like the knowledge. Remember, we saw like a ricochet block on a play action, a little half waggle. From just the knowledge base, it looked like he had inside of that system in Miami. I would say definitely he's at the top. I think Mike Jarrell, there's a reason they traded for him. I think there's a lot of upside there, athleticism. And I mentioned it yesterday when you and I were watching tape. I was like, man, he kind of looks like he's playing basketball, which is not a compliment as an offensive lineman. You don't want to look like you're playing basketball. There's a reason you have a kick set and you're not just going out there just, you know, looking at a guy's chest. And so there is a lot of upside to Mike Jarrell. He is very athletic. I think he's got some strength. But just in terms of right now, if we're talking about, you know, what are we, 8-9 days away? I would say the kid from Michigan.
I know.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Ever, and that's who I like the most too, but a lot of that is slanted because I'm watching it with you. I never realized, Allie, that how important your first step is. You never think about it, but like this dude, we're watching I think it was Jarrell, and he goes, watch his foot here. I bet he steps back underneath himself and not goes forward. And I'm like, what does that mean? And then
nobody knows what it means. Then but it's provocative.
But then you see it, and you're like, oh, that's what he meant. Oh, okay, yeah. But you don't realize how off balance that'll get your whole body.
Right.
It's crazy, especially when you're big like these guys.
Some of those guys are so big up top, they turn into the Tasmanian devil where their legs are just going a million miles an hour underneath them.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, all right, calm down, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know big guys' feet were that nimble.
Twinkle toes.
I'm going to be watching football a totally different way this year.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all comes together next week, and you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons postgame for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons postgame, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons postgame Falcons flyover this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, a safety just got an extension. It is the largest in NFL history. We'll go in the huddle and talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.